Hey guys, I'm Michael from DistroMike, and today we're answering the question, what is the difference between sativa, hybrids, and indicas? Now, if you've gone and purchased a cannabis product over the past 20, 30 years, maybe even longer than that, you sort of have heard or at least seen sativa products, hybrid products, and indica products, but you may not know what actually makes those products sativa, hybrid, or indica. And the truth is, it all comes down to the terpenes. So it doesn't really matter how much THCA or how much THC is in your flower or how much CBD or any of the cannabinoids. The only thing that actually differentiates sativa, hybrids, and indica is the terpene makeup, meaning there are hundreds, if not thousands, of different types of terpenes. And these terpenes have reactions or effects on you when you consume them. Some may make you more uplifted and give you some more energy. Those are going to be your sativa types of strains. While other terpenes may make you more relaxed, more tired, and those are going to be sort of your indica style terpenes. And then your hybrids are sort of considered a mix of the both, where it's not super uppy, but it's also not super downy. It's sort of right in the middle. Now, the reality when it comes to cannabis flower is there's no such thing as a true sativa or a true indica. Flower has been so crossbred over the past 20, 30 years that in most cases, flower is just a hybrid all the way across the board. Some flower may make you feel slightly more up and more energetic. Some flower may make you feel slightly downer and more relaxed. So there is some truth to the sativa, hybrid, and indica statements, but in reality, it's more a consumer-driven fact, or a consumer-driven label than it is going to be like a manufacturer's label. Meaning, in a perfect world, there would be no sativa, hybrid, indicas. It would all just be cannabis, and you would purchase based off of the terpene profiles, meaning there would be a chart that says this terpene does this, this terpene does this, and then you look at the makeup of the cannabis and you see what terpenes are in it, and you get sort of a general idea of how that flower is supposed to make you feel. Now, when it comes to vapes, there's sativa, hybrid, and indica vapes. Those are even more sort of wacky, meaning there's really no such thing as a sativa, hybrid, or indica vape. They're all just cannabis or CBD or Delta 8 vapes. And the sativa, hybrid, and indica labels don't really mean much, meaning your indica vape is most likely going to give you the same effect as your sativa vape, as your hybrid vape. A lot of it is placebo, meaning if you smoke a sativa vape and you think it's going to give you more energy and uplift you more, you're just going to make yourself think that, and then you're going to feel that. And on the flip side, if you think you're smoking an indica vape and that you're going to get tired and more relaxed, you smoke it, you think to yourself, oh, I'm going to be more tired, more relaxed, and you sort of trick yourself into thinking you're more tired or relaxed. Now, that's not 100% true, but that's the gist of it. So, difference between sativa, hybrid, and indica, really just the terpene makeup. In the real world or real life use, there's not gonna be much difference between your sativa vapes or flower or your indica vapes or flower. There's sort of all this a blend of everything at this point, especially due to how much flower has been crossbred and different genetics and different strains bred together to create new ones. Pretty much everything's gonna be a hybrid. I know it's a little confusing, but I hope that helps. If you have any questions, please let us know. We are DistroMike, the educational hub for everything CBD, vape, and more.